KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a drizzle and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.2 inch of rainfall, actually 21 1/100 inch overnight. And we look for the showers to be ending across the listening area this morning. Light rain is possible again this afternoon. We'll have a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In the news, a Trainer High School wrestler was struck and killed by an SUV Friday as he was running with two of his teammates. According to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, 14-year-old Tristan White was jogging just before 4 p.m. Friday on a gravel road a few miles south of the city limits. Deputy Aaron Patti said that White and the other teenagers were heading south when a southbound 2003 Jeep Liberty struck the teen, throwing him some distance. CPR was performed by a deputy and a Trainer Fire Department member who went to the scene when they heard the 911 dispatch. White was taken by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was pronounced dead. The driver of the Jeep, 44-year-old Jason Henderson of Malvern, was not ticketed. The accident remains under investigation, though. Trainer Community School officials offered counseling for students, staff, and the community Saturday morning. White would have turned 15 this Thursday. A man and woman from Illinois suffered what were described as minor injuries during a rollover accident Sunday night in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the driver of the car, 20-year-old Marcos Alonso, and his passenger, 18-year-old Nancy Moreno Martinez, both of Melrose Park, Illinois, were traveling west on Interstate 80 at around 8:35 p.m. when the 2007 Dodge Caliber they were in went off the road to the left, about 3 miles northeast of Council Bluffs. Alonso overcorrected, causing the car to enter a ditch on the right where it slid sideways until coming into contact with a post and concrete drainage system. The impact caused the vehicle to roll over before it came to rest in a waterway on its passenger side. Both subjects were transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by Underwood Rescue. Moreno Martinez suffered a broken right hand and was admitted for observation, while Alonso was treated and released. Authorities say both were wearing their seatbelts when the crash took place. Police in Red Oak Sunday arrested a man who violated the terms of a court order issued for no trespassing at 307 East Market Street. Authorities say 24-year-old Christopher James Kuhn of Red Oak was taken into custody on the property at around 2:35 p.m. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with trespass. Bond was set at $300. Authorities in Montgomery County said two arrests took place Saturday. Red Oak police arrested 24-year-old Kylie Brian Karen of Red Oak at around 9:45 p.m. on charges of domestic abuse, assault, and interference with official acts. Karen was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before a magistrate. And at around 7:20 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 21-year-old Cody Benjamin Carroll Johnson of Stanton on a Page County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Johnson was turned over to the Page County Sheriff's Office and held on a $300 cash bond. Well, 9 Iowa businesses have won rural development grants from the USDA worth more than $1.2 million. Among them is Sawmill Hollow in Missouri Valley, which received a $250,000 grant to help market the inorganic aronia berry product line in 15 key markets. USDA Rural Development State Director Bill Menner says the grants are part of the Value Added Producer Program.
These grants are intended to help ag producers add value to their products in some way. Sometimes they're doing feasibility studies. Sometimes it's working capital. Sometimes it's helping them to promote the products. But these are all value-added producers that are doing really interesting things in rural communities.
The producers make and grow a variety of items, including goat cheese and lotions.
There's an orchard that's going to produce hard cider, 3 different dairies using working capital to increase or enhance their production. And there's even a grower out in western Iowa that grows what are called aronia berries, which are the new superfruit.
The grants ranged from $43,000 up to $250,000.
These producers have to show us a plan for their business. They have to show us what they're going to use the money. They have to have feasibility built into it. It's actually a pretty complicated process.
Also included among the grant recipients was Pinoche Winery and Nursery in Adel, which received $48,000 in grant funds that will be used to assist the winery to expand markets and increase sales. In our funeral announcements, Delmer Glenn Gustafson, age 67, of Adair, died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Delmer Gustafson will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Monica Agatha Tunick, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A funeral mass for Monica Tunick will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Melva Casey, age 95, of Messina, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A funeral mass for Melva Casey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Shirley Matthews, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Shirley Matthews will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Claire Vance, age 88, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Claire Vance will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Sharon Presbyterian Church, west of Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Beulah Eblen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A mass of Christian burial for Beulah Eblen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Belma Burl Lemke Dorsheimer, age 86, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Belma Dorsheimer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Adele Warnke, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Adele Warnke are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.